Have you ever wished you had more time for yourself in the evenings instead of having to cook dinner? Or are you avoiding cooking but wished you were eating better? Then listen on to find out how you can spend less time in the kitchen and actually enjoy it a million times more and get all those benefits that come from healthy home-cooked meals. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hi, welcome to Joyful Eating, episode 171. So today we're talking about how to spend significantly less time in the kitchen and enjoy it a million times more. But before we get to that, the best bite I had recently was we decided my Irishman was going to barbecue. And so he was making flatbread. He was experimenting with his new flatbread recipe. And so I made some kofta, like meatball. Well, they're actually like a kind of a long sausage type meatball that are normally, you know, Middle Eastern thing. And it was just beef, salt, and ground cumin mixed in, formed them into balls. He barbecued them. And then we had them with my best ever almond tabbouleh, which is like so good. It's like, almond meal, using almond meal instead of bulgur wheat in tabbouleh, like in a parsley salad with some tomatoes from the garden, parsley from the garden. So the kofta and that together with the tahini sauce, it was just like the business. So I was like, oh, I could eat that every day. Okay, so our plan for today is, first I'll share the story behind this episode, and then we're going to look at why cooking so valuable, like why it is really a helpful skill for a life skill for us to be able to cook. And then we're going to look at like three ways to help you spend less time in the kitchen, like significantly less time in the kitchen. Then we'll also look at three ways to help you enjoy that time that you are spending in the kitchen even more. So then it feels like less of a chore. And then we'll finish up with like one tiny next step for you to take. So basically the story behind this episode was when I recently ran my latest 21-day cooking confidence adventure, someone had posted, Paula had shared her feedback. Actually, it was called the challenge back then. And Paula had shared her feedback on the challenge. She was like, this challenge has inspired me to step beyond my comfort zone and experiment with confidence. Who knew that spending so little time in the kitchen could be so much fun and taste so good? And she had commented in the group how she just noticed. She's like, oh my goodness, my meals are so much quicker. She's like, and I'm enjoying it so much more. She's like, this is win-win. and everything's tasting so good. So I was like, oh, I need to do a podcast episode on it. So first of all, I think it's helpful to take that step back and look at like, why is cooking helpful? Like, why is cooking a skill that we actually do want to develop? There's a few different reasons. Of course, like it's better for our health. I actually found a study where they compared people who cook the number of times a week that someone cooks, and then they looked at their BMI, like looked at their weight. And so it was people who cooked less than three times a week versus people who cooked five or more times a week. The people who cooked five or more times a week were 28% less likely to be overweight or obese than the people who were in the low cooking group. So 28%. Like that isn't just a coincidence. Like there's definitely some correlation there. And of course, like when you know yourself, like when you are cooking for yourself rather than getting takeout or whatever, you're way more likely to be eating better quality food, healthier food than if you are relying on outside the home options. So weight is huge. Like, and there's research there that proves it. So if you are struggling with your weight, like learning to cook is such a helpful skill to have. Then we've got there's other health markers as well. And I found a study that was looking at like the people who cook for themselves have less incidence of diabetes as well, which of course makes sense given the difference in weight. But it's not just our health that benefits when we cook. Like we save money as well. So our wallets benefit, our bank accounts benefit. And I found a study that compared people cooking less to the people who low cooking versus people who cooked for themselves. So less than three times a week versus high, which they said was six or more times a week. And the people who ate out more were spending an extra $103 a month on food. And that was like, you know, they can be eating fast food. Like it wasn't like they were going to fancy restaurants. It was just, it costs more to eat outside of the home than it does to cook for yourself. And then a surprising one that you may not consider is that there's actually researchers who, there was a study done looking at the mental health benefits of cooking, and research done where they got some participants to participate in like a 6-week cooking class, and then others didn't, the control group didn't do any extra cooking. And the group who did the class, they reported feeling better and significant improvements in their mental health and just their general health as well. And they also asked them about their vitality, like how vital they were feeling. And so they had significant improvements in all those things, their mental health, how they were feeling, their vitality, immediately after the 6-week program. And then also they followed up with them 6 months later, and though the same, like that the difference held true. So it wasn't just during when they were doing the class that helped. It was like there was a knock-on effect, and it, like the results stayed for longer. So you can imagine like it's actually improving our mental well-being as well as our physical well-being. Like it's like there's so many, and our financial well-being, like there's so many benefits to cooking for yourself. So now I've sold you on wanting to cook for yourself. How can we do it without having to invest a lot of time and effort? So, and actually get to enjoy that time that we're spending in the kitchen. So the first of all, we'll look at like how to spend less time in the kitchen. So I've got kind of three tips for you. First is learning to cook without recipes. And the reason for this is that when you have when you're relying on recipes, like that's an extra hurdle. It's an extra lot of time because you have to find the recipe and you have to like get on the recipe page or get on like print it out or what have you, get the recipe into the kitchen. But then you're also spending all this time like going back and forth, repeatedly checking, am I doing this right, reading the recipe. So you've got all that extra time. Plus often you won't have an ingredient, so you'll have to grab something. So like that takes up a lot of time as well. So by learning to cook without recipes, that means that then you have this option of just using what you have. So you can just walk into the kitchen. You don't have to be searching or doing anything else. Open the fridge, go, okay, I've got this and this. I can pull something together. So if you have that skill of cooking without recipes, it saves you a significant amount of time. Of course, another way to spend less time in the kitchen is to simplify your cooking. So rather than using complicated recipes or making elaborate meals or even mediumly complicated meals, like making the meals as simple as possible, because of course the simpler the meal is, the quicker it's going to be for you to cook. And so the number one way I like to simplify is just by using less ingredients. And of course, like when you're using less ingredients, there's less things to get out, there's less moving parts, there's less things to prep, and it just saves you so much time. And when I teach people how to cook, I actually have this framework, which is, I call it my 3+ ingredient magic meal framework. And so we're really making cooking as simple as possible. Like it can't get any more simpler than that. And the cool thing is that when you have that framework and that means you're able to cook without recipes, automatically save yourself so much time when you have a simple framework to follow. So that's the second way, simplifying. And then the third way to spend less time in the kitchen is to use like kind of cheat and use convenient ingredients. And like we live in an amazing age where you can buy spiralized zucchini. Like you can go to the supermarket and someone's already chopped the zucchini, or that like you can buy chopped potatoes, you can buy grated carrots. Like there's so many convenient ingredients. And like I haven't even mentioned like all the frozen vegetables, like so many convenient ingredients that you don't actually have to do any chopping or peeling or any of that awful prep work that if you don't want to, like you can just buy those grated carrots, open the bag and they're good to go. Like it's amazing. There's amazing sauces out there and like protein that's already cooked for you. Like there's so many options. So that's my third way, is like just learning how to use convenient ingredients, and like that saves you so much time as well. Because one of the biggest sources of time in the kitchen is that chopping and prepping things. So when you remove that prepping step, that saves you radically huge amounts of time. And the cool thing is that you're not sacrificing. It's definitely in the case of frozen veggies, like it's really not any more expensive. You're not sacrificing any nutritional value, and generally the quality is just as good. So it's like you have nothing to lose by doing that. So that's my three best tips for you in terms of like spending less time in the kitchen. So learning to cook without recipes, having a really simple framework to follow and learning how to use convenient ingredients. Just a quick break to say thank you so much for listening to Joyful Eating. I really appreciate you. And also, like, when you introduce something valuable to someone, they associate that value with you. So if you'd like goodwill directly from another food lover, then tell them about this podcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now let's get back to the show. In terms of how to enjoy it more, this really comes down to, comes down to mindset. So first thing that I think that makes cooking feel awful is a lot of people, when they come to me, like, they have this fear of failure, which is really normal for us adults. Like, when we aren't good at something, a skill, then we come to it with this, oh, I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to fail. And so the first thing I do is actually just remove that fear of failure by reminding us that, like, yeah, like, it's okay. Like, we're either going to, whatever happens in the kitchen, it doesn't matter, because we're either going to get something delicious and it's going to work out really well, or we're going to learn something. And so it's not like we never fail, because we always get these learning opportunities. So it's like not wasted time, because you either get one or the other. So that's the first thing in terms of enjoyment. And when you aren't afraid of failing, when you go, oh yeah, cool, I'm gonna learn something, like, that takes a lot of the angst out of cooking, and it makes it, and of course, when you're not feeling angsty about something, it's way more easier to, a lot easier to enjoy it. And then the next thing is, like, to really dial in on your mindset, because how this works is, like, our thoughts create our, the way I remember it's TEA. So thoughts drive our emotions and they drive our actions. And so if your emotion is dread when it comes to cooking and it's the opposite of joy, then the cool news is that really it's just the thought that you're having about cooking that's causing that sense of dread. And so what we want to do instead is like identify that thought and let that thought go and choose another thought instead that still feels believable, but that helps you feel a little bit more positive towards cooking. And so it could be like, so rather than thinking, I don't want to do this, it's a chore, cooking, I'm terrible at cooking. Like, if you're thinking that, of course you don't want to cook and it's not fun. Whereas if you think, like, I want to learn to cook, like, that's still true. Like, we haven't disproved any of the other thoughts. But when you're telling yourself, I want to learn to cook, I want to be someone who's saving money, I want to be someone who's having a healthier waistline and losing, like, you know, having a better BMI. Like, when you're telling yourself you want to do something, then it's like, oh yeah, I do want to do it. And then it feels like it's way more likely to feel enjoyable, because you're like, oh yeah, I want this. So that like, it's such a small thing to do, and it takes a couple of seconds, but by changing your mindset, that you immediately will a million, like, I can guarantee it, a million times more enjoy going into the kitchen, because you're like, oh yeah, I'm not worried about failing. I want to do this. Like, it's going to just completely change how you feel about it. And then the last one, I think, about in terms of enjoying it more, is just building that confidence. And the confidence comes from your mindset, but it also comes from actually getting into the kitchen and doing it. And when you have that first experience of prepping, like making a meal, pulling together something, and getting that feeling of self-pride of like, oh, I made this. And then it, like, even better if you're like in a group where you can share it with the group, like, so fun. Like, it feels so good to do that. And like, I just love when my clients do that, because it's like, they're just like, a light goes on in their head of like, oh, I did this. And it's like, it's just like that self-pride feeling is so, so fun and infectious. And then of course you want to do it more because it feels so good. And actually what's happening in our brains is when we do something like that and we do feel that give ourselves that recognition and other people recognize it as well, we're actually releasing dopamine in our brain. So it's literally like, it is literally making us feel, making us enjoy the whole process of cooking a million times more. So that's my tips for you today. So yeah, spending less time in the kitchen, enjoying it more, it's totally possible for you. Even if you are someone who's a dyed-in-the-wool, like, non-cook, never enjoyed cooking at all, or if you're someone that's like a recipe cook that's really like doesn't have that confidence to cook without recipes, just know that just because that's how you've been in the past doesn't mean that you have to stay that way and miss out on all these benefits of enjoying your time in the kitchen and cooking with ease. And so if any of this is sounding good for you and you're like, yes, Jules, sign me up. I want to do some work around like cooking for myself more so I get those benefits, then I invite you to join me in my Joyful Cooking in 90 Days program. So it is a 90-day program. However, you're not going to have to wait till the end of 90 days before you start feeling the joy. You're actually going to start feeling the joy, I can guarantee, in the first week. And I actually had one of my students went through this week and she said, was so grateful for the ability to simplify our dinner, and my husband really enjoyed it too. It almost felt too easy. This course is fantastic for shaking up our meals, and it's giving me more options with less. So you could be like this person who's been part of my group. So the next group is starting in June 2024. So for all the details, just go to my blog, which is thestonesoup.com, or check out the link in the show notes. And click on the Joyful Cooking tab, and then I'll have details on how you can join in the fun and have way more fun and spending way less time in the kitchen and be like my client Paula that I mentioned in the beginning. Okay, look forward to seeing you in Joyful Cooking. Okay, talk soon. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week. So it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.